Hi, Angela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's just you for now.
Okay.
How you doing?
Hi, Chanuch.
How are you, Diane?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimincha. Tati Serura Alephekimo Yutap Study. The letters of the month of Tibet, the iron that created the constellation Gedi, the goat, the Capricorn, and the bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, which connects us to the 72 names of God, the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. The Sefirot of Chochmah, and many other relationships built into the number 72. Kabel inat amcha sagvenu. Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshein Hudfa Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimodalit Yud Kafshin Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamid gamlem betet reish tzadi tav gimel chasin kadosh berov tuvcha nael adata et kufet at Nunayan. Yachid Geah Lamcha Penei Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal, Tzadi Yutta. We're now going to say the seven verses that we say every day, starting with 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Rak HaKohanim Ayu Limat Velo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol HaOlot Vayehaskum Achechem Halevin Ad Kelot Hamlacha Vyad Yitkachu Hakohanim Ki halivin yishre levav v'hit kadesh me ha-kohanim. These 25 words from that verse, the first letter of those words, can be permutated into 8 names of God. Yo hey wa hey la la hey wa 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 yo la yo a la me hey 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 a ka a pre ka ha. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Adei ad ki biya Adonai tzur olamim. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo pishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu nikol hamachavoyia asher yitzabe sham ushavtem elai el nachom v'halakti item v'chayayim yeshno v'aret Pasi, Oto, Bekal, Alfe, Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo la netzach, Yoved, Roav, Yomru, Ayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasalti, Munkom, Leami li Israel untati vishakan tahta velo yergas od velo yosifu bnei avla lahanoto ka asher barishona. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. We're reading from the Parasha of Vayigash. We're going to read sections 1. Before we start, does anybody have a question? We're going to start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte b'dchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu. Ve'achta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei v'yehuda shelim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah ve'hino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konene aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Vayigash elav Yehuda with Omer Rabbi Elazar patach ki ata avinu ki Abraham lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo yakirenu ata Hashem avinu goalenu me'olam Shemecha Haikira Ukhucha Avalta Hatekad Barak Ucha Barichu Alma Koyoma Vayoma Aved Avita Kika Chaze Bekol Yoma Vayoma kimadi yitzterich, kevan diata yoma shetita. Yitzterich lemivre adam atat, tora Vaita Kame Amra Hai Adam Diyat Dae Lemi Re Zamin Huli Argaza Kamach Ilmale Latarich Rugza Tavleya Dilayit Vare Amar La Priyat Barhu Vekil Magana Itkare Naerech Apaim Kadosh Barhu. The translation. Then Judah came near to him. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, "You are our father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, you, Hashem, are our father, our redeemer. Your name is from everlasting." This verse has already been explained, yet come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, He did each day the work befitting it. When the sixth day arrived, the time for Adam to be created, the Torah came before him and said, "Adam, whom you want to create, will provoke you. Unless you curb your wrath, it would be better for him not to be created." The Holy One, blessed be He, asked, "Am I called long-suffering for no reason?" My commentary: what question would you ask after reading this pasuk? My question: what does the Torah look like when man has not yet been created? The second pasuk: Ela kola bioraita ich bereve kola. Yoraita ishtachlel begin diad labara kuchabarihu alma jan kolatvan kameya vialu kol chad chad vemafreya. Read section 6, the translation. All was created through the medium of the Torah and constructed by means of the Torah. And as the Torah begins with the letter Bet, so was the world created with the letter Bet. For before the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, the Nukva, all the letters were presented before Him one by one, in reverse order. My commentary. Read section 6 of the prologue. Learn about the Hebrew letters from our classes on the Yeshem website. Sundays at 1 p.m. West Coast time, we are teaching the Hebrew letters classes as well. The third pasuk. A'alat tayo amara kameya re'utach lemivre bi'alma elav tivach zeminim kama sadikaya lemeimat iktivetit ve'yata taval mitzchot Ha'anashim v'gomer v'taninan diktiv u'mi mikdashi tachelu el tikre mi mikdashi ela min kudashai uvgim kach alma la yitzvarebach. My commentary, I guess I should read the translation first. Tav came before him and said, "Would you create the world through me?" The Holy One, blessed be He, responded, "No, for many righteous people are destined to die through you." In accordance with the verse, and set a mark, the Hebrew, Tav, or Oats, upon the foreheads of the men. We have also learned this from the verse, "And begin with my sanctuary," in which the word sanctuary should be read as sanctified. Who are the righteous? The world, therefore, will not be created through you. My commentary. It is said that when someone is ready to transform to the next world, there will be a tav on their forehead as a mark of the transition. The tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, yet it has a leg that goes out toward the next letter, which is a new frame of reference. Also, the Midrash said that when Cain, after killing his brother Abel, was concerned that what God had cursed him with was too much for him to bear, and he was sure that someone would kill him, and he just didn't know what to do. And God said, "Do not worry. I will put a mark on your head." And the tradition teaches that that mark is the Tav, as Cain was the first person to receive the mark of the letter Tav upon his forehead, so that people would know not to kill him, but that he was marked for death, and that the Creator would take him when the time occurred. The fourth pasuk. Alu talat advan shin kufresh. Kol chad b'chad bilchodo el kudshabarichu lavatun kedai lemivre v'ko alma dehayatun advan deitkere v'cho sheker lavihu kedai lemekam Tameha. The translation. The three letters, Shin, Kuf, and Resh, came before him, each on its own. The Holy One, blessed be He, said, "It is not worthwhile to create the world by you, for you are the letters which combine to create the word lie." The Hebrew word is sheker. "And no lie deserves to rise before me, as has already been explained." My commentary. The pasuk is clear as it is written. It is also important to look at the shape of the letters, which all stand on one leg, while the letters of the word emet, which means truth, stands on a wide stand, or two letters, two legs. The teaching is always related to the idea that a lie needs a bit of truth to be believed. A lie always starts with truth, which is the letter Shin, while the balance of the letters, which spells the word kar, meaning cold, are connected to untruths. Shin represents fire and hot. Kar is cold. A sheker will always motivate someone to heat up and then cool down. Pasuk 5. V'alu peitzadi v'kein kulu ad-dimatu atvan v'liat kaf k'wan v'nachat kaf me'al kitra izdazal Elae vitatae kafav ad itkayam kila bat beyat Vishtiyu Siman Bracha Uveya Ishtakle Alma Vitzvare. Then came the letters Pe and Sadi, and so on, until the letter Kaf. Once Kaf descended from the crown, the Hebrew word is Keter. The higher and lower worlds shook until all was established using the letter Bet, which is a sign of blessing, Bracha. And the world was created and constructed by the letter Bet. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. There is more on our website, as indicated above. The sixth pasuk. V'itema di'alefihu reisha de'kol atvan ya'otihu ela begin di'itkire be'a arur ugid la'itbare it'bare be'a alma a'agidi alefihu Atrazaila Begindila Lemehal Dukta Lesitra Akaradi Ikre Arur Lait Berebea Alma the Ishtachlel the Bait Alma Uvea Itzbere. The translation. You may say that Aleph is the first letter, and that the world should have been created through it. He answers, true, but because the word damned, the Hebrew word arur, begins with the letter Aleph, the world was not created through it. Thus, although Aleph pertains to a supernal secret, the world was not created by means of it, so that no opening, namely the power and strength, could be given to the other side, called damned. Rather, the world was constructed and created by the letter Bet. My commentary says that the verse is clear as written. The seventh pasuk. Tachatze ki ata avinu begin dehai alma behai darga ishtaklel v'itzbere uvarnash be'a itzbere unfak le'alma. Come and see, you are our father. Means that this world, the Nukva of Zeranpin, called you, was constructed and created in this grade, marked by blessing. Similarly, the world was created and constructed through the letter Bet, which was a sign of blessing. Man was also created through it, through the sign of blessing, and was issued into the world. Therefore, in this respect, the Nukva was considered the root of man, and we address her as you are our father. That is, you are our roots. Humankind, too, was created with the mark of blessing. My commentary. Malchut is female, and as such, it is necessary to create both form and substance. A male is unable to create form and substance, and thus Zeranpin needs the female Malchut to make the physical world. That is the metaphor of the letter Beth, a female letter. Can Malchut create herself? Yes and no. No, without the help of Zeranpin. While yes, with the help of Zeranpin. This is why Yesod is constantly connected to Malchut, while also available to separate from Malchut. The above is my opinion. Pasuke. Ki Abraham lo yadanu deha agidveya ki yuma de alma la ishtadal alav kama de ishtadal al yishmael de amar lo yishmael yihye lefanecha Israel, lo yakirenu, begin de kol brachan, teitzterich levarka, libno shavak lachai, darga levarka, kulu. The translation. The verse. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, means that although the world is sustained by him, the secret of chesed, as it is written, the world is built by chesed, he nevertheless did not care for us as he did for Ishmael, as it is written, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. The verse continues, and Israel acknowledges us not. For all the blessings he should have conferred on his sons, he let this grave, the Nukva, have to bless all. Thus, according to the verses, and this is that which their father spoke to them, the Nukva called this spoke on behalf of their father and blessed them. Also, when he blessed Ephraim and Manasseh, he said, as it is written, the angel who redeemed me from all evil, namely the Nukva, bless the boys. My commentary. Malchut has no light of its own, yet when it is completely fulfilled, Malchut is manifesting the blessing of all of the creation. Contemplate this meaning. Pasuk 9. Ata Hashem Avinu Deha Ant Kaimat Alav Tadir Livracha Ulashkacha Alan Ki Abba Diashkach Al Benin Bekolma Deitzterich Lon Geoa Aleinu Meolam Shemecha Deha ant ugoel, deha ke itkere, hamalach agoel, vidago aleinu. Meolam shemecha, shemecha vadai, taninan ein mafsikin. Bein geula liitzpila kemadela mafsikin bein tefila shel yad bein tefila shel rosh divae lemecheze dekola chad beha okmuha. You, Hashem, are our father, namely the Nukva, always standing by to bless and care for us like a father, taking care of the needs of the children. Our Redeemer, your name is from everlasting. For you, the Nukva, are our Redeemer. She is called the angel who redeemed. Thus, in the phrase, our Redeemer, your name is from everlasting. Your name is assuredly the Nukva, called the name of Hashem. We have learned that we should not stop between reciting the blessings, who has redeemed Israel, and the Amidah, or between the blessing of the hand tefillin and that of the head tefillin, as has already been explained. My commentary. Two sets of blessing mentioned teach the importance of the unification of Zeranpin and Malchut. Intuitively, we know that male must unite with female. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions?
Hi, Chanoch. I have a thought and a question.
Okay.
The first thought was just on terms of the bait being the first letter. It makes sense to me because we need a dualistic reality in order to correct our tikkun, and then we need the aleph. We need something to aspire to, and the aleph is the one that doesn't have the sound, and it's the unity. It's the right to aspire to. So that's what I've always thought about that part.
Before you ask your question, may I comment?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
See, I know that that's the teaching in America, that the aleph does not have a sound. But in reality, the aleph does have a sound. It's the sound of the indrawing of your breath. Because before you can make a sound of any of the other letters, you have to breathe in. Now you can breathe out with the sound, your voice box vibrating, etc. But without the sound of the incoming aleph, the incoming essence of air, you cannot say a sound because there's nothing to come out.
Okay, I like that.
And yet, the world was created with a bet, was created with male and female. It was created with form and substance, or form and essence. It was created with the duality, so that we can utilize the power of two to become one.
Right. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I do too.
But yeah,
both
and
of those statements are not things I have read, but things that I know that are intrinsically true.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I was talking to someone today earlier about the breath in. So I love how it just coincided with that. And what I was talking about was when you're breathing in, with consciousness, you're breathing in the supernal light. But I like that connection now to the aleph.
Very nice. And your question?
My question is kind of maybe is like a part two on the whole thing of duality. And that is, I mean, all the letters, you know, have their words that are maybe negative words or challenging words, and then words that are really like the kuf, right? Could be for kar, which is cold, but a kuf is also for kadosh, right? So I don't that's the part that I've never understood about that part in the Zohar where. You know, where it's as if those letters were being condemned for their bad words, but all the letters have both the good and the bad, don't they?
Yes. Every letter has words that start with that letter that has negative connotations or negative energy, and every letter has words that start with that letter that have positive connotations or positive energy. Absolutely true. But let me give you some understanding from the standpoint of the creator was not saying that there was anything wrong with the letter. He was just saying it didn't have the merit to create the world with it. Because if it had created the world with the coup, then the world would be a cold world. There would be no warmth in the world because it's not that the other things were negative, that it was something wrong with the letter P. Just the fact that coldness comes from the letter Q would allow the negative side, which is the cold side, to connect to the world. It would have an advantage in the war, whatever that war is, and if there is a war.
Right.
Was that helpful?
Yeah, it does. It does. So what negative words would be with the bait? Or what, you know what I mean?
Yes, of course. The same root that we think of as Baruch, which is Berech, Bet Resh Kaf, so feet, means to kneel. And kneeling in front of an idol is a very negative action. Kneeling
right.
in front of anybody else, because we have the capability of being the king. And if you kneel, you're relinquishing that energy of being king.
That's interesting.
There are many other words. Some people will say that the word house, which is bet, is a negative energy because it's limiting. I would rather live under the sky than under a wooden shelter. Of course, most women will not connect to that understanding. And on cold nights, I'm not particularly looking forward to living under the sky. It's all positive. It's all negative. It's all
right.
Your consciousness that determines it.
So the reason why It was the particular words that were formed with those other letters, and that's why they couldn't be used for the creation of the world. Whereas other letters, such as the bait, don't have such blocks, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that in the conflict, in the world of conflict, of good and evil, at that level of consciousness, the Satan has no control over the bet, but it does have control over the kuf. The kuf itself, while it's kadosh, it's holy, the kuf feeds the negative system. It's the double agent. It has a line that goes below the line, meaning it's feeding the negative system. It goes below Malchut. But there's nothing below Malchut. But there is something below Malchut. It's all consciousness. It's all paradox. In the Resh means head, Rosh. But it also means poor. The Dalet is a door that opens up. Dalet means door. But it also means Dalet meaning poor, something with lack. If it had started with the letter Dalet, the essence of Satan is lack. Because it's not directly connected to the Creator from our perspective. So in the war of good and evil, you have to look at it from the standpoint of what are the words that can come from that letter.
I get it.
But it's not saying there's anything wrong with the letter.
Right.
It's not saying there's anything wrong with the word. Because go up another level, and you'll look down and say, wait a second. In my own life, the only time that I have grown is when it's been negative. When I've been in pain and I have been in lack, that's when I have grown spiritually. So what's wrong with pain and lack? It's absolutely wonderful to be homeless. God forbid. I have been homeless in my life. The question is, did I learn from being homeless, or did I feel sorry for myself that I was homeless? I'm trying to give you different perceptions of our own lives. What's the problem with being born with a silver spoon in your mouth?
Well, there's lots of problems.
Give me one.
Well, it's possible. I mean, everybody's different, but it's possible to have a sense of, that everything is mine for the taking, you know, if you're not taught properly, right?
That's the essence that's the real meaning of being born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You're entitled.
Entitlement, yeah.
But what is anybody entitled to? The only thing you're entitled to is the air you breathe. You bring in the air, the aleph, which spells avir. But air is spelled aleph bet resh. Actually, there's a yud there. Aleph bet yud resh. Look at the letters. Aleph bet spells av. So air entitles you to a father, to Hashem, because he is our father, as we would just read. What is the meaning of yud and resh? God is the father who is the head. You're entitled to air, you're entitled to everything, and to nothing. Paradox or truth? Your decision, your consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Great.
Any other questions? Well, first off, Shabbat Shalom for Vayigash. And Vayigash can be translated as he ascended. So make sure you ascend this Shabbat. It's difficult in the month of Tevet to ascend. And remember, I believe it's Monday if it's not Sunday night. I think Sunday night is the eighth day of Tevet, which is the day when the 72 translations of the Torah into Greek, the Septuagint, was completed. And all 72 sages who had no communication with each other translated exactly the same. And 15 of the verses were translated incorrectly on purpose because they would have been misunderstood. How horrible is that? How great is that? paradox. And remember, Tuesday night is the 10th day. It's meaning the Wednesday is a fast day. But our classes this coming week, starting Saturday night, will be a Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayechi, and he lives, and he lived. Which is the truth, that he's living now or that it's past tense? Sunday morning at 10:30, we're continuing our classes in the animals of the Torah. So that was Sunday morning at 10:30. Then at 1 o'clock, we're continuing our classes on the Hebrew Aleph-Bet. And this particular Sunday at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a very deep discussion on how do you meditate on Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. Highly recommended that you join us for that class. Then Monday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. We're starting on section 31, which is about the Ana B'Koach. In section, or Monday night at 7 o'clock, we will be reading a section from Rabbi Ashlag's writings. Then there's Tuesday at 4:30. There will be a mini Zohar class this coming Tuesday, followed by a class at 7 o'clock on Tuv La'aretz, Tuv Ha'aretz, the goodness of the land of Israel. Wednesday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock is questions and answers. Remember the fast day. I believe it's Wednesday night, or Tuesday night and Wednesday, but you'll need to double check the calendar because I haven't had time to do so. Thursday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, a further longer Zohar class. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom, Kanach.
Thank you.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.